Sometimes you just got to begin to chase a dream that is bigger than you. Sometimes when it seems like you're so far behind, you'll never catch up. You got to get up on your feet. You can't wait on other people to be what you've been called to be.
Hello and welcome to the Ugly Daughter Podcast. Today I have a very special guest for you. His name is Tim Mickle, all the way from London. Tim was a world-class elite cyclist. He competed all over the world, but 2 years ago he quit his professional cycling career to become a life and high-performance coach. He's now one of the top coaches in the UK. Welcome, Tim. I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Julia, for hosting me. Thank you so much for inviting me to come along.
It's my pleasure. Tim, you are officially the youngest life coach I spoke to, and I'm sure some of our listeners might think that you're too young to be a life coach. Many would argue at 23 years old, don't have enough life experience to coach anyone. What's your take on that?
That's a really, really interesting question, which I come across like really, really often. People ask me like, you're only 23. How can you coach somebody? How can you help me to live a better life? And I believe I have an advantage. If you see like a human being, when we are born, we are blanks. Mm-hmm. And then we get influenced by society, by the world. We get shaped by our beliefs, by our fears, by our experiences. And that all defines us. The further we go down the line, timeline, the more of these experiences we have. So we're kind of, we form this identity. I believe, I feel really, really privileged that I discovered my path so early on, because I didn't walk so far yet, and I don't have so many of these beliefs, so many of these experiences. Mm-hmm. Even though I traveled across the world when I was cycling, I had a lot of personal experience, a lot of ups and downs through my life, mm-hmm. through my journey. I feel really privileged that I discovered it so at such a young age, and I just followed my feeling. I followed my heart. That led me to the place where I'm right now. And I'm working with people all over the world from the age of 17 to 64 was my oldest client. I helped them to turn their life for the better, and it was absolutely transformational. And even I myself couldn't believe that I can help people at such an old age, but the results are showing what coaching really can do.
You were saying that you fall in your feelings. How do you know if your feeling is the right feelings? I mean, you know, like you have like thousands of feelings a day. How do you know which one is the correct one to follow?
That's a really good question. You never know, actually. We're never 100% sure in anything, but it's important to trust. Yeah. I had this when I was finishing my cycling career, I said to myself, I will finish it if I find something that will make me happier than that. And I was searching for it. I did my research. I came across with all the professions that were related to helping people. Yeah. And I was thinking about, okay, what can I do in order to be of my best service to the people that will also resonate with my personality, with where I want to go? Mm. And coaching was something so beautiful, so powerful. And when I've seen the best coaches out there, I encountered with Tony Robbins, yeah. well known all over the world. It just inspired me how powerful these guys are in order to help people to see more and be more, create more in their lives. Mm. So yeah, I just had this strong feeling when I came across with it, like it was as never before. Yeah. I just said to myself, okay, Tim, now is the time to go, now you need to go.
So in another word, you just follow in your passion and also your desire, right?
Exactly.
Because a lot of people do have passion and desire, but they're too afraid to follow. Here you are. At age 21, you quit your professional cycling career and you go out there and follow your passion. You see, I know a lot of adults and they have no direction to where they headed. My son, he's 22 years old and he's preparing to backpack and travel around Europe to have fun and maybe, you know, to hop in to find his life's purpose. And here you are, you moved away from your country to London, opened your own business, and trying to make a difference in this world. I mean, at 23 years old, that is so ridiculous. I mean, that's a huge and bold decision that you're taking. Like, where do you get the courage to do this kind of thing?
That's really interesting. People really often ask me that. I don't know. My recipe probably is I don't think too much.
Okay.
I just go and follow. I just go and do it.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it. Sometimes I do before I think too much.
Okay.
I mean, I'm learning that in a way that sometimes it's better once you do these crazy moves in life. It's important to plan them and think about what's the best option.
Yeah.
Of course, I consider that beforehand a little bit already when I decided to move to UK. Because also one of the big parts of the move was I couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
So a year and a half, I couldn't speak English and I needed to learn that in a way. Yeah, it was just something that just felt right. And I kind of knew inside me that I need to do it.
Okay.
Time I felt like I'm on a mission. Now I need to go.
But I mean, that's a huge leap of faith. A foreign country, you can't speak a word of English. Well, I'm sure you can speak a few words of English. That's like starting all over again. I know you were saying that, you know, you don't think too much. And I do. I'm the same. I don't think. Whenever I want to do something, I go and I push myself out there and I do it first. Then I think later.
And sometimes that's really
it's the best way to do. But not a lot of us out there operate in that way. Foreign country, you have no friends, no parents, maybe not too much money either. And you have to battle with learning a new language too. I know you're saying that you don't think too much, but surely you do have fear, right? At some point,
yes,
you do feel fearful.
Absolutely. I'm a human being as everyone out there. So I have my own fears. I have my own limiting beliefs. But the only thing I figure out on my way that conquers these fears and limiting beliefs is action. You just need to take one action at a time and just think about, okay, what is the best action I can take in this present moment that will get me closer to the point where I want to be?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was for me, of course, I was afraid. I couldn't speak English really well. I knew really basic English. I remember myself. I was walking around with a Google Translate on my phone. And my first English phrase I learned was, wait a second. Because I needed to translate something. That was an experience and a half, yeah.
Can you share a little bit about your struggle? You know, that surely just it's not a smooth transition moving from Slovenia all the way to the UK.
Yeah, basically I was preparing for that for the whole year because I finished my cycling career at the end of 2013. I moved to UK at the end of 2014.
Yeah.
I knew that I really, really want to go. Of course, I was studying a little bit English. I read like 2 English books in a year. What was so hard for me because I used like a couple of months to read the first book. You know, it took me ages and to understand, to translate everything. But the first, how I learned was by doing it again when I arrived to UK.
Yeah.
I remember when I was, I flew from Italy, from Venice to Scotland. I spent my first year in Scotland, in Aberdeen. My family took me to the airport.
Yeah.
We were there saying bye to each other. I traveled a lot as a cyclist before, but it was never for such a long period of time. I always traveled for a couple of weeks maximum,
yeah,
or a month maybe. When that happened, I just kind of felt, okay, I felt like one chapter of my life is finally finished and I'm opening the new one right now. I felt so, so good by doing it because I knew, even though I didn't know what's going to happen, even though I was afraid, who will I meet, if the people will be nice, if I can make it happen, if I can communicate with people, I just I need to do it. I said to myself, okay, I will just go day by day. And that's how I went.
Yeah.
The first year, I went straight to university, so to English university. But what was really hard to grasp the whole academic environment and the language. And I remember myself to sitting at the lectures, translating everything on the way and before the lectures as well. Yeah, it's like I often like to describe it like jumping into the water, but not knowing how deep the water is at first.
Yeah.
But I know for myself and for the people I work with,
yeah,
it's for everyone the same. This water is so much deeper than we think.
Yeah.
And what we are afraid of is usually completely irrational because I believe that we are the ones who really create our lives,
yeah,
and really create what we wanted. So when I started being aware that I have this chance in this life, I don't want to waste it doing something I don't love,
yeah,
doing.
So in another word, you're saying is follow your heart, your desire, feel the fear and do it anyway. And then stay, you know, focus and do whatever it takes to ease that fear. Is that what you want?
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, I was just figuring out in the last couple of days with my coach how I actually work. And he was talking about the immersion. So I always challenge myself. I always put myself out there. And then I persist until I immerse with where I want to be. So yeah, it's kind of that. The first action is usually the hardest. Yeah. Once you do the first step, then you see at first that you can do it. Then you just repeat the first step for a couple of more times and you're closer and closer to where you want to be.
Yeah, I'm very similar to you. The moment I feel something really fearful, then that's what I say to myself, that's what you have to do. And then I just go and take the action. And then all of a sudden the fear just falls away.
But yeah, beautiful to hear, Julia, that you're doing the same. Yeah, that's amazing.
I've been doing this all my life, and it's amazing because I can tell you that every single thing that I've been fearful of and I take the action, it's actually lead me a step closer to my life's purpose. It leads me to where I am today. But at the same time, like what you said, you feel fearful, but you somehow knew it's the right thing to do and you must do it. You don't know what it is. You can't explain it. But you just somehow know it's the one thing that you have to do.
Absolutely.
So instead of me fighting with my feeling, I'm just like, you know what? Bugger this. I'm going to do it. What's the worst case scenario? You might die. So what? Everybody dies at some point. You know, some might die young and some might die old. But you're going to die. But at least I take the chance and find out what it is that I want to do and just follow that passion.
Absolutely. So something that really helped me recently also with my work, I always often cross is I read the book called Life Expectancy from William Cooper. And he's talking about life as a thing with a beginning and an end. And it's really important that we take it like that because it can have a huge, huge empowering effect. An example, now in UK, average lifespan is 81 and a half years. So at 81 and a half years, if I calculated it right, is 29,768 days. That's how many days we get. That's it. On average, we can get a little bit less or a little bit more. But it's not unlimited. I see people who are in a position that they don't really want to be. They're not really loving their life. They're not living, doing what they really want. They just think that, it will happen someday. It will happen someday. I will do that someday. Mm-hmm. But what about if this someday never comes? This someday can happen today. That's really important. For me, that was really empowering to have a look. Life is a thing with a beginning and an end. Okay, so where I am on this timeline approximately right now. So I'm like a third through or a fourth through. I still have so many days to live. Yeah. I want to make the best out of these days.
The thing is that you don't know when you're going to go either. You know, you can only like best guess you have that many days, but you just don't know. I mean, you could just go out there tomorrow and run into some crazy person, probably just take your life away like that. And I remember my teacher, I don't know if you know him, but he's passed away now. His name is Jim Brown. And he put it this way, and it's more drastic than the life expectancy. He said, just imagine if you go fishing once a year and you're now, say, 40 years old and you expect to live to 80, you only have 40 more times to do it. That's it. 40 more times. It's not a lifetime. It's 40 more times. And, you know, so if you want to go fishing, you better go fishing every year.
Exactly.
It's really good that, you know, you're so young and you can understand this philosophy. Because a lot of people out there, they always say, oh, I have a whole lifetime to do it. There's always tomorrow. I live my life in a way that there might not be tomorrow. And I don't have a whole lifetime to do it. So whatever I want to do it now. And it sounds really selfish, but hey, that's what you're here for.
Yeah, I mean, to experience. Exactly. Absolutely. But it's really important, I believe, as well, to just take it step by step. I'm not saying to anyone who's listening to this wonderful podcast right now to drop everything what they're doing and do something completely else. But it's important that sometimes we just gradually bring something into our lives we love doing. If you love doing something, it always needs to be a part of your life. It always needs to represent a part And you can strive to make it like the whole of your life, or some people just make it a little part of their lives, you know, because that's their path of the purpose, as you were saying earlier on, Julia. It's like you're walking towards purpose.
It's okay to go to work. It's okay to be a slave to the society or to your materialistic things that you spend your whole life working on and trying to acquire, and in the end you can't take it with you. It's all fine if you're happy to do that. But if you feel like you have a burning desire or purpose that wanting to get out, and then they cannot just ignore it or trying to put it aside. I think at least put 10% or 20% effort into working towards that passion, right? Because if you don't follow your passion and you keep on chasing the shallow things and live the way the society expecting of you, then there's no way you're going to live a fulfilling life, and there's no way you're going to be happy. At the end of the day, you will be always chasing for something that doesn't really bring any meaning to your life. And the more you chase, the more miserable you become. Because, you know, you have to work harder and you have to sacrifice more. You go further and further away from your life's purpose. Talking about life's purpose, I mean, I know a lot of people out there still searching and still looking for the answer, and they don't even know why they exist in this world. How are you going to help them find the answer?
I believe it's really, really important. If you're not in the place of your life where you feel like you're doing something that's your purpose, you just think about what is the next thing I can try? What is the next new thing I will bring in my life that will tell me if what I'm doing is the right direction, if what I'm doing is maybe not the right direction for me and I should try something different. It could be life's purpose is not one set thing. You could your purpose could be to try out many different things, to experience many different things, to travel the world, to learn new things, all the stuff like that. Everything could be part of it. So life's purpose is not a one thing or a one job or one thing you should do. Life's purpose can be many different things you can bring into your life. But it's really, really important that all of them fulfill you. And that's how you know that you're following it.
I'm so happy that you said that, because my life, for example, because I'm living my life's purpose. I don't know what it is, but I'm following the experience that I'm yearning, you know, that's yearning and crying inside of me, that wanting to experience. Say every 2 months, I always do something different. It's never the same, you know, like today I'm doing podcasting, the next God knows, you know, where I'll be doing. But that's because I think that's how you live your life. To push yourself to be the best and do whatever that it is that you want to do that makes your heart, you know, wants to sing and feel happy and feel good about it. But at the same time, this is how I'm looking at it. Let's say, you know, like whenever I set my goals, it was never based on the material goals. My goals always based on my heart. I usually ask myself, what do I really want to do in this life? In order for me to be happy, how can I serve and make this world a better place? Or what does my heart really want to do? That's the kind of question that I ask myself all the time. It's never how much do I want to make or where do I want to go. It's always about serving others. How can I make someone else's life better? How can I serve? How can I be at service to somebody? And that's how I believe that's how I follow my life's purpose, you know, because I believe that, you know, like we are here somehow to experience, but also to make a world a better place. And so that's how I set the goals and follow the purpose.
That's really powerful.
I'm sure that is the one way. Do you have another way to do that?
Julia, I believe that that's a really, really powerful way to, and beautiful way to look at life. Because there's one thing, again, in life, we always serve someone. We are working for someone, we're in kind of job, we're serving people around us, we're having friends, and we're always basically giving our time to them. So we're always giving our time to somebody. We're always serving somebody. Isn't it so, so cool and so amazing, so magnificent that we can choose who do we serve? Who do we give our time to? Who do we spend our life with? And I think those are the biggest gifts we get, because we are free thinkers, we're free doers, so we can think about what we want and we can do what we want.
That's for you and me, because we kind of like follow our heart and our passion. But I'm pretty sure there are listeners out there right now would say, Tim, I don't have a choice. I don't do what I want. I'm always under someone else's control and doing things that I don't want to do. How am I going to get out of this trap?
That's a really good question, Julia, because I believe that it's the same thing as we were talking about earlier. You can gradually get out of it. If you really want it, if you work on something that's your passion, your love in life, you just need to take steps towards it and start creating on that side. And gradually this side, this whatever you really want to do will overwhelm what you're currently doing. And because the universe, it works like that, it will bring the right opportunities and the right people to you if you take action towards it.
But how did I know which action to take?
That's a really good question again. And if you can imagine yourself, time is something we invented on this earth that we're a little bit better organized. And everything what we have is this present moment. In this present moment, you can do only one thing at a time. There is no such thing as multitasking. Also, research shows that women actually, they're multitasking. They call them multitasking because they can switch between tasks really quickly.
I can.
Okay. Yeah. I believe we're different again. So in this present moment, you can do only one thing. So what is the one thing that will get you a little bit closer to where you want to be? Always think like that. You don't have to think like 10 steps in advance. And usually I get clients who are to my session so overwhelmed. Tim, I'm striving to this goal. I want to be a good, really good personal trainer. I want to establish my own charity or something like that. But that's so far away and so hard to achieve.
Yeah.
And I always ask them, so what can you do right now? One action. You can take one action, one single action. And if you repeatedly take this one single action, you'll get closer to where you want to be. Absolutely. Mm. It's way easier than we think. We don't have to overthink everything.
Yeah.
We just need to live right now and try to do the thing that feels right to get there.
Yeah.
If it's right or wrong, it doesn't really matter. Because on one hand, we have this little success, on the other hand, little failure. But from both of them, we learn. So it's really important that you just take one action, which should teach you something or get you a little bit closer to where you want to be.
That's a beautiful thing about life. You have the right to change your mind at any given moment. If you think you're heading in the wrong direction, all you have to do is step on a brake and make a U-turn. You don't have to be so stubborn about it or punish yourself for taking a wrong turn. Be kind, pat yourself on the back and say to yourself, let's try again. Let's find another way. And when you find a better way, you still have to remind yourself that there will be challenges and obstacles you will have to overcome along the journey. In this case, Tim, how can you stay motivated and keep on going?
That's again a really good question. So I believe that always, when we go along our lives, we always get these challenges and barriers. So I like to split them in two categories. So barriers and challenges. So for me, barrier means something that is stopping you from going in the direction which is not the best for you. It's all taken care of. The universe takes care of that. You're not going too far out the way. And barriers, once you hit the barrier, then you just need to think about, okay, what I can change. What can I do differently in my life? What I can do differently on my journey? And on the other hand, there are the challenges. And I believe challenges are there to filter. They filter between people who are not so determined and people who are really determined. There's not so many people who actually do what they really want to do or succeed, whatever success means. For you personally, it's really important to distinguish between these two. But the trick is that once you get to a barrier or a challenge, you cannot distinguish them on a first outlook. When you hit them at first, you don't know if that's a barrier or a challenge. So what you do in this occasion? In this occasion, it's really, really important that you just take a couple actions. You take a couple of steps further. if nothing moves you, once you reflect, let's say you want to, I don't know, run your new little business, you want to run consulting business, and you decide to start to run that, you're starting to call people around, you wanted to get clients, get stuff together, websites, everything what's needed. And if nothing turns right, if people are not coming to you, if the one who ordered the website from doesn't really respond, and nothing goes in the right direction, nothing really moves, even though you're taking a lot of action towards it. So that means you hit the barrier. You hit the barrier because there is something better. There is something greater for you. So barriers are there to stop us not going in the direction which is not the best for us. And on the other hand, there is a challenge. So you can conquer the challenge with repeated action. It's really important to just persist through this initial stage. Once you pass like a week or a month or a year, whatever that is for you, you look back, reflect, and you see if there is a progress, that's great. You went through the challenge. If there is no progress, that's probably not the right way. I need to try something differently. Does it make sense?
Most definitely. I think I have a pretty good idea as how the universe operates, and I pay very close attention to it. This is how I can tell I'm moving on the right direction. When I set out to do something from my heart, things always seem to fall into places. Of course, I still have to face challenges and rejections, but I know it's not for too long. All I need to do is be persistent, stay focused, and not willing to give up. And sooner or later, I know I'll find a way. Let me give you a recent example. Several weeks ago, I had a burning desire to share what I learned with people through podcasting, and I was clueless about podcast business. I don't even know how to send a proper email. Yet, I took a chance, and I have absolute faith that the universe would take care of the rest. And it did. I struggled so much to get it going at the initial stage. But in the end, my husband took pity on me and he lent me a helping hand. He didn't even know anything about podcasts either, but he's an intelligent man. It took him several hours to learn the business, and the rest is history. I must say, though, it doesn't happen this way all the time. In some instances, all I want to do is give up. I had those moments and I said to myself, enough is enough. I can't take this anymore. Does this happen to you also? And what do you tell yourself when that happens?
Of course it happens. I have my own doubts. I have my own limiting beliefs. But what really helps me is just slowing down, taking a step back and trying to see the bigger picture. First thing which really, really helps me that I reflect on what I have done already in the last period of time or throughout all my life. So I reflect on my achievements and what I already done. And that kind of gives me so much of this inner strength. Then I take another step back and I see into the future. So where do I want to be? What do I want to do? What I'm doing, it's not really about me. I'm a coach and I'm doing some talks as well. So it's not what I'm doing. It's not about me. It's about other people. That really makes me happy. And that's why I'm doing it. And if I'm not doing it, then I won't be of the best service to people. And there's so many people out there who I believe I can help. I'm serving others as a result of that, serving myself as well, because that really, really makes me happy. That for me is one of the happiest things for me is to see my client reaching their goal, creating the results, seeing the new way, being enthusiastic, being happy, feeling fulfilled. It's such a beautiful, beautiful feeling.
I think you're a very special young man. I'm very impressed and inspired by you. Before we go, what advice or tip can you give to our listeners that will help them make an instant change?
Try to look on the life from different perspective. Because life is not only what you see right now. If you try to broaden the perspective and try to appreciate what you already have, what you have already done, what you have already achieved, that will give you so much of this inner strength and a fire, which will then where the new ideas can be born from and where we can manifest these ideas from it as well. And it's really, really important to appreciate being in the present moment, try to see different outlook than you already have on life. What is sometimes really hard, because that's why I as a coach am my own coach. And that's why I believe it would be beneficial for everyone out there to have a coach, because the coach can give you a different perspective, because it's not, the coach is not in your bubble. I am in my own bubble and I sometimes don't see out of it. And it's really, really important to to try to see a different perspective, you know, and ask some people you really trust, you really love, they support you. What do they think about it? You will get a different perspective straight away. It's so simple and easy, and a small change which can lead then to you taking completely different act than you at first thought. And when you feel right, when taking this particular action feels right, go and take it.
What do you say to those kids that have everything they ever wanted in life? Those that came from a privileged background and have never had to endure any hardship?
That's a really good point. Like, they have everything what they want in their life. It's really important to ask these kids. One of these young children is listening right now, or their parents are listening right now. It's really important to ask your child or to ask yourself, what is that you really, really want? If you come from a privileged background, it's beautiful. You have an amazing springboard to do different things, to be creative, to be adventurous, to bring something new to this world, like fresh spirit. In life, it's important that we never, never, ever stop creating. Stop creating new things, new ways of seeing the world, creating new paths for us to go forward. And I believe that the creation is unlimited. So we can create whatever we want, whatever. The only thing that limits us is our imagination. Try to expand your imagination. We're going different places, reading different books, talking to different people. And that always broadens our perspective and give us another outlook on life.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for being on my show. And I hope you have a great day today. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Tim's offering a 90-minute coaching session for free. I highly recommend you to get in touch with him. His contact details can be found on my website. Thank you for listening. Happy Easter to all. Don't forget to tune in next week. I have another very special guest for you. See you then.